The next item on the agenda is item 6, public hearing, proposal to amend chapter 4 BAC 2510-10 pertaining to Amberjack and Cobia.
All right, can everybody hear me?
We can. Who's, identify yourself, please.
This is Olivia.
Okay, Olivia.
Good morning.
Good morning. Proceed, please.
Okay, so, all right. This is a public hearing to amend Chapter 4BAC 20-510-10 pertaining to Amberjack and Cobia, and Chapter 4BAC 20-610-10 pertaining to commercial fishing and mandatory harvest reporting to establish weekly harvest reporting and commercial fishery closure procedures for Cobia, to comply with Amendment 1 of the Interstate Fisheries Management Plan for Atlantic Migratory Group Cobia. Next slide. So in August 2019, the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission approved Amendment 1 of the Interstate Fisheries Management Plan for Atlantic Migratory Group Cobia, which includes states from Georgia to New York. Among other things, Amendment 1 transitions responsibilities of monitoring and closing commercial harvest of cobia from the South Atlantic Fishery Management Council to ASMFC. It also enacts a mandatory weekly monitoring of commercial cobia landings by non-de minimis states, which Virginia is such a state. Next slide, please. Under this monitoring program, previous weekly landings will be used to set commercial trigger. Any closure would occur at least 30 days after the landings trigger is reached. Once the commercial trigger is reached, all states will be notified by ASMFC of the closure date and will be required to close their commercial fisheries for the remainder of that year. Next slide, please. In previous years, Virginia initiated commercial cobia fishery closures once the fishery closure was announced in federal waters. However, due to our regulatory process, our closures didn't occur exactly when federal water closures occurred, which ultimately contributed to coastwide commercial quota overages, which you can see in this table. Next slide, please. Okay, a note about Addendum 1 to Amendment 1. The most recent CDAR 58 stock assessment found increased cobia population estimates due partly to changes in MRIP recreational effort estimates. This resulted in an increased total coastwide quota and changed the allocation dynamics between the commercial and recreational fisheries. Draft Addendum 1 is currently in development and will propose alternative allocation strategies to address the changed allocation dynamics. But until then, and for the 2020 fishing year, Virginia and North Carolina have agreed to manage their commercial quotas jointly based on a 5-year average of the commercial landings between the two states. Virginia and North Carolina land about 90% of the commercial quota. Next slide, please. To identify the best method for mandatory weekly reporting, staff looked at 2019 landings data and found that 73 commercial licensees harvested cobia, or harvested cobia last year. Most of those harvesters fish for cobia using hook and line, and about 25% of those harvesters already report online. Therefore, staff is proposing weekly online reporting for commercial cobia harvest. Next slide, please. The mandatory weekly reporting program will require reports of harvest from the previous Sunday to Saturday by the Wednesday of each week. And just a note here, North Carolina is collecting reports on this same schedule. Harvesters can report cobia online, but continue to report other species by mail if that is their preference. And staff would like to note that we understand this is a new program, some adjustments and we will be lenient and provide education during the first year. For example, staff will contact harvesters directly if it doesn't be a harvest by mail, and we will work with them to set up their online reporting accounts and answer any questions they may have. Next slide, please. So currently, commercial cobia closures must go through Virginia's regulatory process. However, as I mentioned before, over the past 3 years, Virginia closed 1 month after federal waters closed, which contributed to coastwide quota overages. To avoid this, staff is proposing regulatory language that allows closure by notice or allows us to close administratively. Next slide, please. Should this regulation pass, we will reach out to let people know it's now mandatory. Because this issue was originally scheduled for the March commission meeting, staff encouraged voluntary weekly reporting. Staff sent letters and emails to harvesters that had reported commercial cobia harvest over the last 3 years, so anytime between 2017 and 2019. And staff clearly stated that the proposed regulatory changes for mandatory weekly reporting would go before the commission as soon as commission meetings could be held again. Next slide, please. So you already saw this information in the LexiBus presentation, but just another reminder that I will be going through our proposed amendments for both Chapter 4 VAC 20-510-10 and 4 VAC 20-610-10. So we'll start with 610, or 510, sorry, next slide. Okay, in Section 12, definitions, staff has added definitions for AmberDAC, cobia, and mandatory harvest reporting program web application. AmberDAC means any fish of the species Cerulea demerely, and cobia means any fish of the species Rhecocentron canadum. Mandatory harvest reporting program web application means the online web-based resource provided by the commission to report commercial harvests of seafood, and the web address is included there. Next slide. Staff also included a definition for Virginia Saltwater Fisherman's Journal, which means the online web-based resource provided by the commission to report recreational harvests of seafood, and the web address is also included there. Next slide, please. So in Section 25, Commercial Fishery Possession Limits, Season, and Reporting Requirements, staff added language describing the weekly online reporting requirements. In subsection B, any commercial harvest of cobia shall only be reported through the online mandatory harvest reporting program web application. Such reports shall record daily harvests from Sunday through Saturday and be submitted on a weekly basis no later than Wednesday of the following week in accordance with 4 VAC 20-6. In subsection C, it shall be unlawful for any person to take, harvest, or possess any cobia for commercial purposes once it has been announced by the commission that the commercial quota has been landed for the current calendar year. Next slide, please. We also changed some language throughout the rest of 510 to increase clarity and efficiency. So we clarified the mandatory reporting requirements for the recreational cobia permit, and that is found in Chapter 4 VAC 20-510-15, recreational cobia permit and mandatory reporting. We also separated cobia and amberjack into different subsections to increase clarity for each species. In Chapter 4 VAC 20-510-20, recreational fishery possession limit, season, and vessel allowance, and Section 30 size limit. And then we reorganized and updated language for clarification and efficiency in Sections 33, 35, and 37. Next slide, please. Okay, so now getting into Chapter 4 VAC 20-610, we added two definitions in Section 20, one for COBIA, and then mandatory harvest reporting program web application again. Next slide, please. And staff also amended language in section 60, mandatory harvest reporting, to describe the weekly mandatory reporting for COBIA. In subsection E, staff specified that mandatory reporting is monthly, except as described in subsection F. And then in subsection F, staff detailed the weekly online reporting requirement for commercial COBIA. So subsection F reads, all reports of the commercial harvest of COBIA shall only be submitted through the online mandatory harvest reporting program web application. This report shall provide daily harvest records from Sunday through Saturday, as described in subsection G, and be submitted on a weekly basis no later than Wednesday of the following week. Next slide, please. There were other small language changes within section 60. Staff removed the word monthly from subsection G and subdivision G 1, 2, and 3 because of the language change in subsection E. And the rest of the subsections in section 60 were reorganized or shifted to accommodate the addition of subsections. Next slide, please. Staff recommends the Commission approve amendment to Chapter 4 VAC 20-510-10 pertaining to amberjack and cobia, and Chapter 4 VAC 20-610-10 pertaining to commercial fishing and mandatory harvest reporting, to establish weekly harvest reporting and commercial fishery closure procedures for COBIA, to comply with Amendment 1 of the Interstate Fisheries Management Plan for Atlantic Migratory Group. Yeah. And with that, I'm happy to answer any questions.
Are there any questions from Ms. Phillips, from members of the Commission?
This is Dr. Neal. I did have questions, but she answered them all. It was well done.
I love it when that happens.
Yes. And I did catch a cobia yesterday, and it has been reported already. It was released with a tag.
And we knew you caught it. We were just waiting to make sure you reported it.
I reported it, and it is released. Yeah, I have to make sure I do everything right.
Oh, good, sir. Any further questions for Olivia? Great job, Olivia. This is a public hearing. Are there any members of the public that wish to be heard on this matter? And if you are going to make any public comments, please use the chat bubble. They're seeing none. The matter's before the Commission for action.
Move to accept staff recommendation. Dr. Neal.
Dr. Neal, motion made to accept staff recommendation. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Who was that, please?
Mr. Miner.
Thank you, Mr. Miner. Any further discussion? Mr. France? Mr. France?
There he goes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. How do you vote, please?
I vote aye.
Thank you.
I accept staff recommendation.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Tankard?
Aye.
Thank you. Mr. Zedrin? Mr. Zedrin?
Yes.
Thank you. Dr. Neal?
Aye.
Mr. Ballard?
Aye.
Mr. Miner?
Aye.
Ms. Lusk?
Aye.
Ms. Everett?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much.